The journey toward home has its obstacles and way stations because time is fluid, and consequently the self is fluid, identity is fluid, and appears in different forms. So along the way there are poems that where the house takes different forms and where the self takes different forms. So this is another poem from that series. It's called House Double. The night is uplifted with all you can see of a neighbor's bedroom on its light tray. Some branch of mulberry interferes like the mind's vestigial tail. Though the blue drapes are parted and drawers are shining like steps. Though the blurred picture on the far wall could be a boat or a face, you make out a lion dressed in human clothes. When you were a child and first entered that room where they were sleeping, its enormous mirror cave, keeping the mysterious cluster of keys safe in the region of duality, your heart was uncomfortable as your eyes in the den of being. Their ribs were mountains in the sky of your enchanted egg. Tonight the father first walks into the jewel and hangs a shadow like a skin in the closet's morphomania. Then the mother's arm with just its beak draws the blue folds across the next imagination, where the negative of space abides, like a future that entered you long ago and changed itself in you, keeping the primal order of things with your earliest thought, not to wake them.